The global economy is perilously close to falling into recession. That's the warning from the World Bank. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. Will Bain back with you today. The bank warned growth in people's earnings in almost every part of the world was likely to be slower than it was during the decade before COVID-19. Ayan Kosei is the bank's acting vice president for equitable growth, finance and institutions.
6 months ago, we flagged the risk that the global economy might suffer a sharp downturn. Today, this risk has materialized. The downside scenario of the last June is now the baseline scenario. We expect global growth this year to be 1.7%. This is just about half of what we anticipated 6 months ago. More importantly, it is the slowest pace of growth in three decades outside global recessions. We are not expecting a global recession in our baseline, but the risk of falling into a global recession is high. This weak growth performance puts the global economy on a razor's edge. Just one more shock could cut the outlook to a global recession. There are some frontier market economies, low-income countries, they are already struggling with elevated debt. They are going through a process of trying to restructure their debt. But when you look at around the world, this sharp downturn in growth is widespread.
Well, Mr. Kosei from the World Bank there mentioned some countries struggling with debt, Pakistan definitely falling into that category. So with slower growth and those high debts, what might that mean for countries like Pakistan? Kanwar Malik is CEO of the KHM Group, which is involved in food, real estate and event management.
We are facing the worst times ever. We are talking about increasing day by day prices of the basic vegetables and shortage of soya bean for oil manufacturing and the shutting down of textile mills in Pakistan, which accounts for most of its export orders. No availability of dollars. Pakistan economy has really suffered.
Kanwar Malik speaking to us there. Well, let's get you up to speed with the numbers now. Where stocks in Europe all on the rise today. The DAX in Frankfurt leading the way, up just over a percent at the moment. In London, the FTSE 100 also up 0.7%. And Paris's CAC 40 up in a similar range. On the CAC 40, some interesting news. LVMH, owner of brands like Louis Vuitton and Moët Champagne, gained 0.7% after chairman and CEO Bernard Arnault, the world's richest man, tightened his family's grip on the luxury goods empire. He put his daughter Delphine in charge of one of its leading labels, Christian Dior. Not a bad gift to start the new year, is it? Workers around the world have been calling for their wages to keep up with inflation, and the parent company of the Japanese clothing giant Uniqlo, Asia's largest clothes retailer, says it will increase pay by up to 40% at home in Japan. The Prime Minister there has been urging businesses to raise long stagnant wages, as the BBC's Mariko Oi explains.
It's hugely significant and really exciting, personally, because I've been covering Japan's economy for almost two decades now. And basically, salaries haven't gone up since the early 1990s. And that's something that Fumio Kishida, the country's prime minister, has been wanting to change. Uniqlo's operator, Fast Retailing, just announced that it's going to raise it by as much as 40%, basically to match the Japanese employees' salaries with the rest of the world. And, you know, hopefully that would encourage other companies to do the same, because otherwise the country has been facing its first proper inflation in decades, and because wages haven't been catching up, people really have been hit hard by it.
Here's an unusual consequence of Russia's war in Ukraine. Serbia has become a popular destination for Russian e-gamers and coders who don't want to be conscripted into Russia's army to fight that war in Ukraine. There are strong cultural ties between the two countries, and crucially, no visas are required for entry. The BBC's Balkans correspondent Guy Delaunay reports.
This courtyard cafe in the centre of Belgrade's old town is used to international visitors. Former James Bond actor Pierce Brosnan was a regular when he was filming in the city, and 007 might be interested to know that in recent months this place has attracted a sizable Russian clientele.
Just judging by the real estate situation and the official numbers, we're talking about tens of thousands here in Serbia.
Sebastian Lega is the founder of 2G Nation, a Belgrade-based esports agency and consultancy. In the past year, he's been working with a lot of gamers and coders who've arrived from Russia and Ukraine.
The second wave came then with mobilization. They said, like, I need to get the hell out. I never held a gun in my life. I don't want to kill anyone. I don't want to shoot anyone. I code.
and this is the fruit of some of that talent.
I need to find the capsule with the blueprints.
Watt Studio is an award-winning Russian games developer and motion capture studio, but the team isn't based in Moscow anymore. They made their way to Belgrade soon after the invasion of Ukraine, and creative producer Marina Simkina says it's been a good move for the company and its people.
The most important for me, I guess, that like people start to help us immediately. It wasn't just, you know, the hospitality. We felt like we're a family or something.
This room is packed with Serbia's top video games talent. They're at a conference discussing Unreal Engine, the basis of many popular games, including Fortnite. Coders and government alike have been working to develop Serbia's games industry in recent years. And Maria Ilic from the Serbian Games Association says the influx of Russian talent may have come at precisely the right time.
There are quite a few very big companies coming here to Serbia to start their offices here, and that means for us importing a huge amount of knowledge that we probably couldn't see before.
It's been a tricky time for Serbia. Its refusal to join sanctions against Russia hasn't gone down well with the European Union. But the arrival of video games talent because of the war in Ukraine is a genuine case of opportunity coming from a crisis.
The BBC's Guy Delaney bring us just about to the end of this edition. Quick thanks to producer James, to Ben who's been at the controls, and to you for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.